Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And I know I used to hate, you know, even the mention of the word school.
Yeah.
You know, but they're basically, you're looking at 2 to 3 weeks out when people start.
Before they start going back.
And so we're talking about it on the Froggy Facebook page. On the positive side, who is the teacher who had an impact on your life that changed you? You had somebody with you?
Ms. Novak. She was my high school music teacher. And she, out of spite, inspired me to do something with my life, because basically she told me I would never amount to anything. And look at me now.
Yeah, I guess she was right. Probably should have listened to her.
I know, I should have.
You said music teacher was an instrument or singing?
No, it was singing.
Yeah. How'd that go? Well, I heard us singing yesterday on the air.
Yeah.
Sorry, Miss Novak, she tried. On the Froggy Facebook page, Jason Crane said, Mrs. Neely, Tunkhannock High School. She goes, one of the worst days when I wanted to quit and give up, she always reassured me there was light at the end of the tunnel and treated me like her own. Never gave up on me or others, kept pushing us to get to the finish line to get my diploma when no one else had faith in me to do it.
See,
so
that's so nice.
Mrs. Neely, way to go. Monica Spears said, my father, who taught me through my school year, smartest man I ever knew. Tina Merrifield said, Mrs. Kiesling in third grade taught me creativity and learning. Resolution makes you unstoppable in any and every task ahead of you. And Mrs. O'Connor, business courses in high school taught me professional etiquette and prepared me for everyday real life circumstances.
Aww.
These are some good teachers out there. Jen Jennings says, the late Mrs. Kosek, she was an English teacher at GAR. She was a tough teacher, but made you learn. She did a game called Kosek Feud. She was a teacher. If you had her, you were blessed, but everyone knew her. They were afraid of her, but she was a great teacher, gave you great memories after all was said and done.
That?
And one more here. Jess Tomczak said, Renee Jones, who will always be Mrs. Jones to me, always kept it positive in her class. Her upbeat personality made you want to come to school. She always cared about her students. There are a ton of them, by the way, of people talking about great teachers.
Yeah.
I was telling you a story off the air. When I was in first grade, I went to Catholic school, had the nuns. Sister Christopher was upset with little Billy McCrae. Billy McCrae was 6 years old. You know, we were in first grade at that point. But since she was so mad at him, she actually, you know, I was mentioning that the habit, if you remember the old nun's habit, it was the round thing with the big bow under their chin.
Yeah,
and
it looked like a penguin. Yeah.
Kind of, yeah. And then they had like the, you know, the black on and it was draping. And then they used to shove the tissues up there.
Yep.
Anyhow, Sister Christopher was upset with Billy McCrae one day. I don't even know what Billy did. I don't remember. But she took him outside and boxed him. I don't mean put him in a box. I mean Mike Tyson style.
Mike Tyson style.
So there she is, because all the kids then run to the window to look, you know, and you see, and she's pulling up the sleeves on her nun suit.
Habit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, they're right, the habit.
Yes.
And then she got into it. She won, by the way, you know.
Against a 6-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, he had an advantage because she was probably in her 70s or 80s.
Well, yeah.
I mean, he could have got one good shot in. That would have been it. But, you know, Billy McCrae, by the way, you know, to back Sister Christopher on this, years later, ended up in jail. So
probably because a nun tried to box him when he was in first grade. Yeah.